This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
John, you are always saying, oh my God, now who's opening a bar down in Nashville? They all have bars.
They do.
This one is awesome. Snoop Dogg and Dr. Dre are launching a hip-hop theme lounge on Lower Broadway in Nashville. How cool is this place going to be?
I'm going to go ahead and say, because Snoop Dogg's one of his biggest hits is Gin and Juice, there's got to be some gin in the title, right?
It's called Still Gin Lounge by Dre and Snoop.
So cool.
I love this. I think that's going to do really, really well, don't you?
Yeah, 100%.
And especially because it's kind of off the beaten track of a typical country bar, right? People love hip-hop. They love going down and dancing and all different kinds of things besides country. So I think this is a great thing. We want to continue to give people memorable experiences to discover and appreciate the defiantly smooth still gin by Dr. Dre and Snoop, especially its supreme mixability in the cocktail space. and the picture is Snoop Dogg and Dr. Dre, and they're in tuxes, the whole thing. I love this.
Never in a million years, I think, did Dr. Dre imagine the life that he has created. You know, billionaire, entrepreneur. Forget about his massive success as a hip-hop pioneer. I mean, come on. Growing up where he grew up, he never in a million years thought he'd become what he became. I think it's incredibly cool.
It was a year ago that Hardy teamed up with Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg for a remake of Gin and Juice. Do you remember that? And they did it all in a gangster theme. It was so cool.
All right. Well, when you're in Nashville, add that establishment to your itinerary. Dr. Dre and Snoop's new bar on Broadway. Still Gin Lounge by Dre and Snoop. Man, oh man, how fun was yesterday. Padres beat the Atlanta Braves for a brilliant home opener. Everything that you would want to happen happened. Great pitching. Jackson Merrill played an amazing ball game, as did Fernando Tatis Jr. Manny, newcomer Gavin Sheets, who wasn't even supposed to make the team, shows up in the seventh inning to pinch hit. First at bat as a Padre, ties the game with a home run. Everything was great about yesterday.
And the sun coming out was a beautiful thing, too, because the start of the day, it did not seem like it was going to happen. John and I had such a great time at Rockin' Baja Lobster. You guys came in full force. At one point, there was a line out the door. We gave away boots in the park tickets. We had great food, great drinks, and just a fabulous atmosphere.
Yeah, thanks to Rockin' Baja Lobster. Just a wonderful, wonderful vibe. I would literally trade my career for 3 more of those tacos right now.
And we wonder why we haven't won any awards yet, John.
Yeah, I'll take tacos. They're so good. And it was so great meeting so many of you optimistic Padre fans. What's your name? Where are you from, brother?
Matt, Lakeside, California.
All right, Matt, we are on opening day. First of all, I want your prediction for this season. We're all 0-0 right now.
If my heart is correct, it ends with a Padres World Series.
Okay, perfect. And you are prepared. Your body is prepared for that.
I have a swinging fryer with a nod to Tony Gwynn, 19 and a halo in it, that I've had since 2021.
And when you say that, you mean you have a tattoo?
Yes. Okay. And it is not ready yet. It is not finished yet.
Why isn't it finished yet?
Because it needs a commissioner's trophy with it.
Which means a World Series trophy. And
I'm leaving space for it to add a World Series trophy to it.
Absolutely love the optimism, man. I am so excited today. I love this team.
I'm literally wearing a shirt that says, just give me one before I die.
Go Pods.
Go Padres.
Matt was a maniac. Matt let us know he'd been up since 6 in the morning pre-partying for yesterday's game.
Yes. He was good to go.
I wonder what inning he made it through.
I think he made the whole game. I really do.
Padres win their home opener and just an amazing vibe. Remember, every pitch of every game can be heard on our sister station in case you can't get to the ballpark. 97.3 The Fan, but same two teams tonight as the 2025 baseball season is officially underway and our Padres are undefeated. Yeah, okay, we're 1-0, but still. Optimism, baby. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. Riley Green was pretty content just making a couple bucks a week playing in a Mexican restaurant in between framing houses for a gig. Didn't really realize this whole, oh, I don't know, I'm going to be a country music star thing was going to be a thing, but it worked out pretty well for him.
I was playing a Mexican restaurant in Jacksonville, Alabama every week for about $150 a night. And, you know, there'd be 50, 60 people in there. I did that for about 8 years, and a guy called me from a venue called Iron City in Birmingham, and he said he'd heard my name a lot, wanted to know if I wanted to play down there. I said, man, the place holds 1,300 people. It'll be empty, you know. Finally, he talked me into coming down there, and 1,260 people showed up, and I had no clue anybody knew who I was in Birmingham. Kind of an eye-open moment that I might have a chance to have a career in music, you know, because I was just doing it on the weekends when I wasn't framing houses as a hobby, and then that was a little bit different there.
Producer Jessica, you said something after we were discussing this story, and what was it? It was so spot on.
Well, first off, I don't think there's ever been a more fitting job for a country artist than Riley Green framing houses. I don't know why, but he just, yep, that tracks. Also, when I heard him saying, I used to frame houses, my mind immediately pictured him shirtless,
yes,
with a tool belt, sweaty, you know, pushing up wood. It's, well.
What is pushing up wood
mean? Isn't that what you do when you frame houses? You push the wood up.
No, I suppose. Oh, right, yeah. Okay.
It's been a long time coming. It's in his genetics to have to take his shirt off. That's what it is.
Yeah.
The thirst trap thing was just the inside, the inner Riley Green coming out the whole time.
I'm worried about both of you. I'm not sure you're getting enough attention at home. This has been an ongoing theme with both of you for months now about men with their shirt off. I'm a little concerned here.
Well, it's because they keep taking them off.
It's relatively new in the country music format for men to be ripping their shirts off.
So let's go back to what Riley Green said.
Yes.
Don't you think in your mind when you're playing for 8 years at a Mexican restaurant,
like
this is just going to be something I do, and
I'm
a carpenter, and that's my job, that's my career now, and oh, wait a second, I have a chance to be a country music superstar?
I know.
Okay. I guess I'll go down that road.
Sure, why not?
Crazy. Here's my shirt.
Here's my shirt.
So something kind of odd happened in our career recently. Tim and I were nominated for an ACM award. When I say kind of odd, I mean it's never happened in our 25-year history.
Right. 25 years to finally get an acknowledgement from the Academy of Country Music.
You know things are pretty sad when we're excited about being nominated. We haven't won anything yet. And we're probably not going to win, frankly. But
no.
This is how, well, I don't know, empty our trophy room is.
Yeah.
Is that we're excited about a nomination.
Hey, and you know what? I think it is totally fine for us to be proud of that. It's a big accomplishment. And because we're probably not going to win, we need to continue the feel good of that.
Exactly.
So we decided that we are going to give out our own ACM awards.
But this time, the ACM is not the Academy of Country Music. It's Awards for Community Magnificence.
Say that again in a more impactful way, John.
Okay, sure. Awards for Community Magnificence.
That's better.
I know.
I like that. I like it a lot.
We're going to have different categories every week, and the first category for our ACMs, Awards for Community Magnificence, is the best gym for normal people. Let's be honest. No one likes going to the gym. Oh, there's more to that sentence.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. No one likes going to the gym.
To be intimidated.
When there's somebody, you know, judging you. What do you bench, bro? Oh, really? All right.
Yes. Or the big grunters and slamming stuff down. The big loud noisemakers. Just so you're aware that they're lifting a lot of weight.
Are you saying that perhaps they don't need to be making that much noise?
Exactly.
Ah.
Or the ones who come dressed to the nines, full face of makeup, ready to record their quote-unquote work workout, and I say quote unquote because they're never ever sweating. You know, we want normal people, people who look like normal people being helped by people who are normal and treat you as a normal person.
If you go to KSON.com and click on John and Tammy's Hometown ACMs, Awards for Community Magnificence. You can vote for your best gym for normal people. Nominate your favorite spot. We'll announce our top five finalists on Tuesday and hopefully judge your gym as the best gym for quote-unquote normal people.
Now, we're going to be giving awards for each of these categories. What those awards are, we don't really know because we don't have a budget, so we're going to have to figure that out.
In fact, this whole thing wasn't even okayed by our bosses, so good luck with this.
But we're going to have fun. That's the whole point. We're spreading the cheer. If we can get nominated, so can you. So go to KSON.com and click on John and Tammy's ACM Awards, the awards for community magnificence. With John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Let's go out to Claremont. Say good morning to Anthony. What's going down, Anthony?
What's going on? Just in here waiting to go into work.
All right, pal. Well, let's get this going then. Kick Tammy out of the studio, please.
All right, Tammy, time to take a little five-minute break.
All right, good luck.
Anthony, I got five pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy, you get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street and Lakeside for custom gates and garage doors. A garage door and gate store.com. Also need to let you know, pal, that all ties go to Tammy, okay?
Sounds good.
Fred and Wilma have been named the best animated romantic couple ever on TV. Fred and Wilma's last name is also the name of the TV show they were the stars of. What is it?
The Flintstones.
Kenny Chesney was named to the 2025 class of Country Music Hall of Fame. Is Kenny from Oklahoma, Mississippi, or Tennessee?
Tennessee.
Candace Cameron Bure was unmasked this week on The Masked Singer. Candace played DJ Tanner on what hugely successful sitcom?
Full House.
The Office turns 20 years old this month. In what state is The Office set in?
Oh, I've never been a fan of The Office, never watched it.
Pick a state, any state.
Jersey? I don't know.
And finally, Netflix is developing a live-action Scooby-Doo series that they're calling a modern reimagining. What kind of dog is Scooby-Doo?
Great Dane.
Let's get Tam back in. She come back in.
Oh.
I'm sorry, bro. I'm sorry.
It's all right.
Anthony did real well, Tam. 4 out of 5.
Nice job, Anthony.
Thank you.
Fred and Wilma have been named the best animated romantic couple on TV ever. Fred and Wilma's last name is also the name of the TV show they were the stars of. What is it?
The Flintstones.
That is right. Anthony knew that. 1-1. The first primetime cartoon in television history.
Can I tell you something?
No. yes, of course.
When I was very, very, very little.
Yeah.
My parents got our first color television in our family room downstairs.
Right.
And the delivery man came, set up that TV and plugged it in, and the color was there, and the Flintstones were the very first thing that I saw in color in my house.
That is a great story.
Yeah. I wasn't even in kindergarten yet.
What is this magical color?
Well, I saw color TV. We just didn't have it at our house.
That's awesome. 1-1. Tammy, Kenny Chesney was named to the 2025 class of Country Music Hall of Fame. Is Kenny from Oklahoma, Mississippi, or Tennessee?
Tennessee.
Knoxville, Tennessee, 2-2. Candace Cameron Bure was unmasked on The Masked Singer this week. Candace played DJ Tanner on what hugely successful sitcom?
Oh my God, the one in San Francisco.
That don't count.
No, I was going to say, need more than
I
that.
I know, and I
look
have
at
the
look at Anthony talking trash. I love it.
Stop. Oh, my God. What is wrong with me?
Keep it up, Anthony.
The problem is that...
Time limit, right?
I know, 3 seconds. Yes, there is. and the wrong TV show came in my head, so now I can't get Family Ties out of it. And what the heck is wrong with me?
Wow, there's so many things there.
Because Family Ties was... Get out. It doesn't belong there.
Everybody, just calm down here.
I hate that one.
The answer is Full House.
Oh, damn it.
Do you need a second?
Yes.
Okay.
It's like I was like telling
keep
it
on going.
Stop.
She's flustered.
I am flustered.
You want to take a lap around the building?
Yeah,
come back. We'll meet up in about 5 minutes. Okay.
Anthony, good luck because you're probably going to win.
Well, it's now 3-2, Anthony. Tammy, The Office turns 20 years old this month. In what state is The Office set in?
Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania is right. Anthony could not come up with it.
However,
you have to get this right, or Anthony wins $100 of your money. You got to force a tie here, okay?
Mm-hmm. No, no pressure.
Anthony, I like what you're doing here. Tammy, Netflix is developing a live-action Scooby-Doo series that they're calling a modern reimagining. What kind of dog is Scooby-Doo?
He is, I believe, a Great Dane.
He is a Great Dane, and that means a tie. And unfortunately, Anthony, for you, all ties go to Tammy. So you're not going to get any of her money, pal. But we have a great prize for you.
You have a pair of tickets to enjoy Leading Ladies Live. It's Avrianna, Cece, Megan Patrick, Priscilla Block, and Runaway June, Beach House at Belmont Park on May 15th.
All right, that sounds good. My girlfriend's going to like that.
All right, yeah. Anthony. Well, that means you're going to be happy, too. Have a wonderful day. Great weekend. Thanks for playing Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge, dude.
Good game.
Tyler Hubbard is part of the Boots in the Park lineup, in addition to Chris Young and Parmalee. And our headliner is Old Dominion, of course. Tyler Hubbard joining us now.
Hey.
Bro, you got 21 number one singles to your name. I mean, that's not bad. Not a bad thing to hear when you're doing an early morning interview in San Diego, right?
That's not bad to hear at all. That's a good way to wake up.
You know, Tyler, I was just picturing John, like, going out on a date, meeting a girl for the first time. How you doing? I got 21 number one singles.
First thing I'd say. First thing. Only
yeah,
thing.
Good to meet you. Probably heard me on the radio, so. 21.
I wouldn't even start with that. I would no good to meet you. I'd just go 21 number one singles the whole night during dinner, exactly. During lovemaking, the entire night.
You're right to the point. That's funny. Did I mention 21?
Yeah.
21.
Oh, my gosh.
Tyler Hubbard is joining us back on John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show. Stoked about Boots in the Park next Saturday. We hope you are as well to make your return to Waterfront Park, ooh. Tyler.
I am super excited. Yeah, Boots in the Park is one of those, you know, festivals that you don't forget about, and you see it come up on the calendar, and you're like, let's go. So I'm, me and the band, we've been waiting for this one, and it's going to be a good time.
So you recently were in the UK with Darius Rucker, and we just watched the most darling interaction with a young lady named Alice, who stopped you on the street, who didn't realize you were Tyler at first, even though she was coming to your show. And it was so adorable. And I want to say you were so sweet when you told her that you were going to upgrade her tickets, and you ended up putting her in the front row. That was just adorable.
I saw your hat.
Oh my gosh, I can't believe my luck.
I can't believe you didn't recognize him.
We're about to go to Nashville for the 8th time, and I have never met anybody ever famous, but you're my favorite.
Yeah, that was one of those moments that is just like really, it's just special, you know, and you usually don't capture it, but we just so happened, I saw her Nashville hat, and I told my buddy Evan, I said, hey, let's go give this lady some tickets to the show tonight, and see, you know, whatever, because I was like, she obviously likes Nashville and, you know, might like country music, and then you guys were able to see how it played out on socials, but yeah, it was just a special moment and really cool that we got to capture it and relive it. And then she's, just very sweet people and the kind of moment that kind of warms your heart, you know what I mean? So it was a good day.
Oh, you were very gracious. Tyler, you're no stranger to being recognized in the streets of America, but is it still a head trip for you when you're walking through England and a woman with a very, very strong British accent recognizes you? Is that still kind of like, whoa, really?
Yeah, when I can barely understand what they're saying and they recognize me, it's certainly, it's definitely cool, man. You know, it's a testament to radio and a testament to the fan base and a testament to streaming and just the power of music and how it's now kind of can spread globally. And it's really cool to watch country music grow, you know, in Europe and Australia and places all over the world at this point. So yeah, it definitely hadn't gotten old. Let's just say that.
All right, Tyler, if you don't mind, hang tight. I have an important question to ask you regarding your new hat line called Hubcaps. It's coming up next with John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
We're talking to Tyler Hubbard. His new song is Park Off Strong, and we're going to hear it all at Boots in the Park. Now, you were so well-received, you and the boys in your band were so well-received the last time you were at Boots in the Park. Throw in some of the best scenery. I have to imagine, I'm sure you've seen a lot, but that's... you really can't do too much better than the San Diego skyline and the harbor with all the Navy ships out there. Tell us what it's like from that point of view. What's it like to get that vibe of that crowd and see that background of America's finest city?
Yeah, I mean, it's super unique and really special. And like I said, this is just one of those festivals that stick around in your mind. You know, I play a lot of festivals, and this is one that I never forget. And every time, you know, looking forward to coming back. And I know it's going to be special, so the expectation is a bit higher just because of how great it was last time. But, yeah, it's awesome, man. It's an honor to be on stage, get to do what I love, and get to do it with incredible fans in San Diego.
Tyler, also, I wanted to just let you know this because it really cracked me up. So you have these awesome line of hats called Hubcaps. HUBBCaps.com. And the reason I'm spelling that out is because
someone's going to get in trouble here.
This is so hilarious, Tyler. You got to hear this. In your little sheet that they send us, you know, about what's going on in your life, and they have the link for your hats at hubcaps.com.
By the way, great name.
Yeah, it's a perfect name.
Thanks. Too easy, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Well,
in the second part of talking about that, they have the link again, and I clicked it, and I thought you should hear what website that link went to.
Most likely have it. You may have a little concern as to ordering a used hubcap. Whenever we buy something used, we all want to know the condition it will be in when receiving it.
So it actually goes to hubcaps.com with one B, which is where we could buy hubcaps for any vehicle that we have.
Just an FYI, the second link is only one B on hubcaps, so you might want to let somebody know.
Oh, that's funny. You don't want to get a used one.
You can get a hubcap at HUBBCaps.com. Yeah. But just be very wary about a used one at HUBCaps.com.
And the young lady who's doing the commercial in her pink tank top, I'm like, I don't think this is Tyler's site.
That's funny. I'm going to have to go look that up now.
She's lovely, by the way.
She is lovely. That's funny. Great. But anyway, your real site is awesome. And I know that obviously you did this because it's a style that you like to wear. Did you expect things to sell out as fast as they did?
Yeah, for me, it's just something that made sense, and it was one of those, I love hats, it just happened super organically, and one of those things where I'm like, you know what, I'm always looking for the next great hat, and I'd rather just make hats that I know I'm going to like, and then I thought, why not share it with the world? So anyways, it's been a lot of fun just getting to kind of like exercise that creative muscle and
sure
make hats and sell them, and obviously I need to get more made next time we make an order, because they sold out pretty quickly, which is obviously not a bad thing, but now we need to get some more soon.
All right.
We're joined by Tyler Hubbard, coming to Boots in the Park next Saturday. Tyler, another quick question I have for you. You really are fit, and now you've taken up boxing. Who do you think would have a harder workout regimen for you to follow, Kenny Chesney or Tim McGraw?
Probably Tim McGraw. Yeah, he's an animal.
So you're not flipping giant tractor tires anytime soon?
No, I'm not. And, you know, just got to say a lot of respect for Tim, but I don't think I could hang him in a McGraw workout.
No, I don't know who could, man. He's a beast.
Tyler Hubbard is joining just an incredible lineup at Boots in the Park, including Old Dominion and Chris Young, Parma Lee, who are just red hot as a group. Tyler, safe travels to you. Can't wait to watch your fans jam and just do everything we love to do here in San Diego while watching great live country music. So appreciate you coming back and hanging with us, bro.
Definitely, man. But I sure am grateful. Thank you, guys.
John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
She is no longer producer Jessica. She's pole dancer Jessica.
No, we have to come up with a name.
Oh, I do need a pole dancing name.
Oh, let's think on that for just a second.
I do need a pole dancing name.
So producer Jessica decided to start taking a pole dancing class. It's a great way to get in some great exercise, strengthen your core.
Right.
And it's super fun.
I went for my first class last week. I was so sore, but I enjoyed it so much. So I signed up for some more, and I went yesterday and for my lunch break.
I love how you did it on a day that we weren't going to be around. You didn't have to really tell us about it because we are hanging out downtown, getting ready for opening day.
Right,
a good way to sneak out and do it.
That's how I do.
All right, you're not walking quite as poorly as you were after the first time you tried it.
No, I think my body's starting to get used to it, but I am a little sore in the legs. We did a lot of lunges and things like that. This one was more dancing. I didn't try to do any of those fancy tricks, which I was okay with.
I'm fascinated by this entire thing. I'd actually like to watch. I mean, it's kind of weird, but I'd kind of like to
see
what...
You should take a class.
Oh, are there dudes there?
There's actually a guy instructor at this place.
For a pole dancing class?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, think about any kind of Olympic gymnast. They could do that class easy.
Sure, so, they could. I just don't know if they do. So a dude is an instructor?
Yeah, in fact, I got to show you his picture that they use on the app for his classes because it's so cute. Hold on.
Is it cute or hot, Jess? Come on, be
no,
honest.
It's adorable. He's up on the pole with like holding an acoustic guitar.
I'm not kidding.
I can play the guitar and spin.
So he's balancing himself with his core and his legs on the pole and holding an acoustic guitar?
Telling you. I'm going to show you. Hold on. I have to show you his picture. Man.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, he's a pole fitness coach with 18 years of performance experience. I mean, this is
sure,
no joke.
Makes sense.
This, you know, you think pole dancing. I'm sorry. You think strippers.
Yes.
But this is obviously not that.
Mm-hmm.
And I like to poke fun at you a lot, Jessica. It's part of my job, but I have nothing but mad respect about this. This is just coming outside your comfort zone, doing it. You said you were going to do it. You're doing it. Mad respect.
I'm doing it in the loosest sense of the term is because I'm going to the classes. I'm not great at it yet, but my goal.
Well, how could you be?
You've gone two times, for God's sake.
But like, it's just like I was in the class yesterday, and there's these women that have definitely been doing this for a long time. They're in the super high heels. They know every step to every dance. They just know exactly what they're doing.
Heels?
Sure.
I'm not ready for the heels yet. I want to be able to make sure I can stand and do things, and then maybe eventually I'll add the heels. Maybe one day you can come with me. It's
oh God, please
a blast.
Please make that happen. Please take Tara to a pole dance. I think she would be good at it, actually.
I already go to the gym. I think John should take the pole dance class.
I mean, I could really use some help in my core. I would be so I'll tell you right now, I couldn't do it. I'm too intimidated.
Vertica Fitness is the place we're going. I know their owner, Caitlin, is a listener. So, Caitlin, listening, John wants to take a class. So, let's set it up.
Can I do one-on-one?
Well, yeah, maybe we'll get the male instructor. So, maybe it'll make you feel a little more comfortable.
You know what? I totally understand that, John, because you're self-conscious about it. I would be, too, on the first one. I totally understand this. You put this in the same category, okay, that I have this goal set up this year, and I've been working really hard to be able to do a pull-up or a chin-up, which is very difficult because you're lifting your own weight all the way up, and you could have this goal of hitting a landmark with your pole dancing class.
There you
producer
go.
Jessica and John, you taking the class, I think, is a good enough goal.
I thought my goal was having my storage unit cleaned out, not taking a pole dancing class.
Well, I think this one's a little more attainable.
And your girlfriend's gonna. And let's be honest, your girlfriend's gonna clean out the storage. We don't have to worry about that anymore.
By clean up, she means throw out everything. Congratulations, Jess, you're doing it. Proud of you. Proud of you, kid.
Thank you. Danny's
College of Hollywood Knowledge. Danny's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Let's say good morning to Jan in Lakeside. Good morning, Jan.
Go Padres.
Go Padres. Hey, undefeated so far. How about that?
Love it.
Jan, do me a favor. Kick Tammy out of our studio.
Hey, Tammy, beat feet.
All right, good luck.
Did you say beat feet?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh, I like that. Well said. All right, Jan, 5 pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy. You get $100 thanks to a Garage Door and Gate Store, Main Street and Lakeside for custom gates and garage doors. A Garage Door and Gate Store.com. I want to remind you that all ties go to Tammy, okay?
Okay.
Actress Halle Bailey turned 25 this week. She was the star of The Little Mermaid live-action reboot. What is the name of The Little Mermaid?
Ariel.
Jennifer Grey, Baby from Dirty Dancing, had a birthday. In Dirty Dancing, where does nobody put Baby?
In a corner.
231 years ago, President George Washington created the United States Navy. True or false, the Navy is the largest branch of the military.
True.
This singer/actress, whose real name is Stephanie Joanne Angelina Germana, just announced a massive tour with Bruno Mars. Who is she better known as?
Lady Gaga.
And finally, Netflix is developing a live-action Scooby-Doo series they're calling a modern reimagining. What is the name of the van the gang solves haunted mysteries in?
The Mystery Machine.
All right, let's get Tam back in. Jan.
I'm on a roll.
You're butter. You're on a roll. Jan, what you got going on this weekend?
I got a birthday party and a horse show.
A birthday party and a horse show. Where will you find that time?
My mom is 85.
Oh, happy birthday, aww, Jan's mom.
Yay.
That's beautiful. Jan did real well. 4 out of 5, Tim.
Nice job, Jan.
Tammy, actress Halle Bailey turned 25 this week. She was the star of The Little Mermaid live-action reboot. What is the name of The Little Mermaid?
Ariel.
Ariel. They went with Ariel because Clarice didn't just sound right.
What? Don't laugh at that, Jan.
So stupid. It's one-to-one. Jennifer Grey, baby from Dirty Dancing, had a birthday yesterday. In Dirty Dancing, where does nobody put baby?
In a corner.
That is right. Jan knew that, too, too. 231 years ago, President George Washington created the United States Navy. True or false, the Navy is the largest branch of the military.
I'm going to say true.
I'm going to say...
Oh, is it the Army?
It is the Army.
Dang it.
Jan went with true as well, so it's still tied at two. This singer-actress, whose real name is Stephanie Joanne Angelina Germanotta, just announced a massive tour with Bruno Mars. What's she better known as?
That would be Lady Gaga.
That would be Lady Gaga. That would be a show I would like to see, Bruno and Gaga. All right, it's all tied up at three. And finally, Tammy, Netflix is developing a live-action Scooby-Doo series that they're calling a modern reimagining. What is the name of the van the gang solves haunted mysteries in? By the way, for a victory for yes, Jan, if you get this wrong.
Another word besides the mystery machine. The mystery machine?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought there might be another word with it. I didn't know.
But the mystery machine is correct. Jan, I'm sorry. Tammy Forrest is a tie, and that means all ties go to Tammy. So no money from Tam today, but we're going to hook you up with something cool.
You have a pair of tickets for KSON's second annual Leading Ladies Live with Avrianna, Cece, Megan Patrick, Priscilla Block, and Runaway June, May 15th, Beach House at Belmont Park.
Woo-hoo! Jan, have a wonderful, wonderful day. Appreciate you playing Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. We'll see you at the show in May, okay?
Thanks, guys.
Why do I get so happy when I walk into Petco Park to watch a Padres game?
I don't think you're the only one. I think everybody who walked into that ballpark yesterday was feeling exactly like you.
I know, but I don't mean just yesterday. I don't know what it is about that specific place. I mean, I know how much I love baseball. I know how much I love the Padres. But when I get to the game, I just feel so happy. I don't know how to explain it. It's like when someone asked me why I like Bruce Springsteen so much. Mm-hmm. The only answer I could give was, I don't know, when I hear his music, I just feel good.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday was just a perfect opening day. The sun came out just as the game got started.
I saw that Trevor Hoffman throughout the first
Trevor
pitch.
Trevor Hoffman was there. Aww. It was just an amazing opening day. I wanted to get there for the player introductions, not just for our San Diego Padres, that's obvious, but I also wanted to see the newest Atlanta Brave get introduced, our beloved Jurickson Profar, and someone in the crowd may have been a bit too excited about Jurickson's return to Petco Park. Oh, my God, I'm such a massive tool. He could hear me.
But did anyone next to you go, oh, a little loud, dude?
Probably everybody, I imagine. I'll tell you, though, what a class crowd yesterday showing Jurickson the respect that he deserves. Standing ovation. You heard the applause. That must have been so surreal for Jurickson Profar.
Yeah.
Because, let's be honest, he doesn't want to be a Brave. No. He got paid. The Padres didn't want to pay him what he deserved after last year's unbelievable All-Star season because we have our own budget issues to deal with. We knew he was going to go somewhere else. He deserved to go somewhere where he was going to get paid.
Yeah.
But you know, he wants to be a Padre still. Yeah. It must have been so surreal for him. And, of course, what did he do? Let off the game with a hit. Jurickson Profar, man.
Yeah.
And I'm glad they lost, by the way. But it was good to see Jurickson Profar, no matter what, because he's just such a quality dude. And then there's the story of Gavin Sheets. Wasn't even supposed to make the team. Had an incredible spring. And you're thinking, well, that was spring ball. What's he going to do when the pitches actually count? Well, he did okay in his first Padres at bat.
Sheets swings, sends it in the air, center field, straight away and deep. Harris is going back. He is at the wall, leaps up, and it's going to go! A home run! A home run! Pinch hit home run as Gavin Sheets ties it 4-4 here in the seventh. Welcome to San Diego!
Thanks to Jesse Agler from 97.3 The Fan for that audio. I mean, how do you top that?
You can't. It's a win. It was a beautiful day. Wasn't it a record-breaking...
Biggest opening day crowd in Petco Park history.
Ever. It was an A++++, 100%.
Tammy, everything was going so well yesterday. I even, when I got out of the game, I got an Uber, in 5 minutes.
Wow.
It was like everything was happening for me.
It was a great day. You should have bought a lottery ticket.
We've been keeping track of John's win-loss record for when he attends games.
Right.
The first year wasn't
not
good.
So good.
He was at most of the losses.
Yeah.
Last year,
kind of a downer.
Yeah, last year it turned around.
So let's see what happens this year.
Okay. 1-0.
Okay.
I love it.
1-0. Not too shabby, baby. I'll be back on Saturday, so hopefully it'll be a 2-0 when we get back on the air come Monday.
I'm excited because I'm going to that game, too.
Hmm? We'll bring double luck, we
hope. Like that.
John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.